Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect chooses his Secretary of Defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Among other subjects, Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, where U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Union address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. During the U.S. presidential campaign, Mr. Trump praised Putin's leadership. Thousands of conservative Muslims rallied in the Indonesian capital today, demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor. The governor, a Christian who is seeking re-election in February, is being prosecuted for blasphemy. The charges stem from a comment he made on the campaign trail when he dismissed his political opponents who had cited a verse in the Quran that warns against Muslims supporting non-believers. This is VOA News.